Right off the bat, John hates women. I'm just saying it right now. I just need everyone to know. I had to get it in right before you intro the show.
I was going to say, I could see you setting up to try to jump in there. Well, right off the bat, I love women, all women. Thank you very much. And Darren, I like you, even though you're mean to me, because you guys, I don't know if you know this, but before the show, Darren and I usually do a little bit of a catch up. We record every other week right now as we've been doing our new kind of strategy, and it's working great, I think. And
also, so welcome to NMR.
And welcome to NMR. Yep. Oh my God, sorry. Hi, everybody. We love you. It's your mother. It's your father. Yeah.
Yep.
But Darren, you give great advice, and you're always a great ear, and not just ear, but brain. You know, you have a really good
Thank
way
you.
of like interpreting my life, at least. I don't know about anyone else, but you seem to really grasp on to what I'm talking about. So thank you. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
What?
I just picked up, you can't see it, but a
Put
bag of what I thought were empty peach rings, and there's two left. Talk about hitting the lottery, you
one for each
guys.
of us. It's like finding, it's like winning the lottery. It's
I'm
like
gonna put
two
it
more
in the
peach
mail and send it
rings.
to you. Yeah.
Thank you. That would be actually really
Welcome.
funny.
That would be funny.
Snacking
Maybe I will.
it together.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Sorry.
Except I get it so
Both.
late
Yeah.
that it's already stale because you're like, this is from your birthday 8 years
I
ago,
think
and
your
the peach ring
Christmas.
finally arrived.
Yeah, Christmas came to you in March this year. So how
Yes,
fun
it
is
did.
that? Yeah.
What's a day?
What's a day? Look, can I
What's
tell
a
you though,
day?
I was going to mention right off the bat, actually,
Yeah.
before Darren hijacked my right off the bat. I am here to announce, that I am at war with
What?
squirrels. Okay, let me break this
First, it
down
was
for you.
dentists, and now it's squirrels.
That's right. Dentists, I don't mind as much nowadays. Thank you,
Oh,
dentists. We love a
they've
dentist and
listened. They took the
endodontist.
feedback.
They
They took
took
the
the
feedback.
feedback. My teeth are really wonderful. I'm really happy to say. But squirrels, on the other hand, they can all die. Now, let me just tell you this. In fact, maybe I'll start a true crime podcast about the squirrels that are committing crimes and terrorizing my life outside of my apartment. Now, a
We'll call
couple of weeks.
it Nut Job, the
Nut
story of
job,
John
yes.
Thrasher.
Yes, because it does involve nuts and
Of course, because it's squirrels.
not in an adult, not in like an OnlyFans way. Yes, exactly. Squirrels. Well, you remember, I don't even remember everything I've said. So let me just do a quick recap. A couple weeks ago, I came out to my car and my rear windshield, my rear window, is that what it's called? The like the back window?
Yeah, the
Rear window.
rear windshield.
I'm thinking of like the
Alfred
movie
Hitchcock
Rear,
movie.
Rear Window. Well, it was cracked and shattered by a walnut that fell from the tree above. Okay.
Right. And this
Had to
is
get it
separate
replaced.
from the story you told me last time about you like full-fledged like blowing up a deer with your car and there
Completely
being deer.
different,
Okay,
years
yes,
apart,
completely
decades
different
apart.
tragedy.
Yep.
Okay,
Yep. But
gotcha.
both involved animals, I think, in some
And
degree.
cars.
Yes. And cars. That's right. By the way, people, shout out to my friend Mark, my friend Seth. People had listened to that story and they were like, that was one of the most hideous stories I've ever heard. And I was
Chaotic.
like,
Yeah, chaotic. It
welcome to
was
my
just,
life.
yeah, chaotic.
So, about the squirrels briefly. So, a walnut fell from upon high and shattered my whole window. Had to get it replaced, had to take an Uber to work 2 days in a row. It truly upended
It
my
offended
life.
you.
It kind of did, you know. I'm a single guy and I don't have family here in Pittsburgh where I'm living. So it was, yeah, I got to make do on my own and it's sometimes rough. But let me tell you this. So now there's been enough time since I got the window replaced several weeks, well, a couple weeks ago now. The tree, it's fall, it's early November net right now as we record. Fall has fell in a sense. The trees, none of the leaves are on the trees. All the walnuts of the tree above have fallen. And I came out to my car these last couple of days, and there's little remnants of walnut shells on the front of my car. And I have now put together that either the squirrels are above my car breaking these walnuts and they're trickling and sprinkling down onto my car,
Or they're using it as a dining room table.
or even worse, they're having Thanksgiving and the Last Supper on top of my car.
Right.
And then I got to thinking because I thought, Could a walnut with a soft outer shell, like walnuts do, if you've ever seen a walnut, they have like a soft organic outer shell, and then the pit of the nut, or the pit of the fruit, I guess you could say, is the walnut itself. Darren's laughing. Don't laugh. I'm not a botanist, okay? So I started thinking, could a squirrel have been sitting, feasting on my rear window and smashed the walnut into my car? And before you have any guesses, let me tell you why I think this is happening.
Okay.
Another
That
friend of
seems like a
mine,
stretch, I'm just
but
saying,
I
but
know it
okay.
does, and I knew you'd say that, and so I have evidence. I brought you think I do it you I do a true crime show. I know how to
Yeah,
bring my
you know
evidence
how to
and make
prove
a
it in the court of
case.
law.
I know how to
Yeah.
make a case. So you know my longtime best friend Brittany, I've talked about her a couple times on the show. She lives 10 miles away. She has a walnut tree in her backyard. Knew exactly what I was talking about the minute I said things were falling and breaking, whatever.
Right.
And she immediately was like, "Do you think it was a squirrel?" And I said, "No. Why would a squirrel? How? What?"
Why are
Just
they
like you
against
just
me?
said, Brittany,
Right.
or El my God,
Oh,
Darren,
wow.
got all my lesbians wrong.
Yeah, you
Sorry.
have all the les Ellen, what
It's
else do you
because
want to throw in here?
she's
Niecy
like in
Nash. Just call me Niecy Nash. What
my
else do you
Melissa
want?
Etheridge. What are
Yes,
you going
Sarah
to do?
Paulson. I'll take Sarah
Ellen
Paulson.
DeGeneres,
Okay, thank you.
notable lesbians. It's because I'm visualizing them. So the reason she said this is because she has seen in her own backyard squirrels with walnuts in their hands, smashing them against the concrete of her patio to open them.
Well, that I believe. They obviously have to get it open somehow, sweetheart.
Well,
But
listen,
whether or
they're
not they're
squirrels.
using
They've got
your
big buck teeth.
car,
Right.
whether or not they're using your car as the instrument is a little still TBD.
I think it is TBD. I agree with you. I'm just saying, I find it a little sus that a organic whatever walnut could fall from a tree and shatter a fucking window on my car. I mean, what is this wind? What is this glass? Is it paper? Is it newspaper?
The question
Yeah, tell me.
is the velocity of the walnut falling from the tree greater
Greater
or
than
less than, greater or less than
the
the
kinetic force.
squirrel's
Yes.
bicep force
Oh my
smashing said walnut against your windshield, and would that be
God.
enough to break it?
That's the ultimate question, and I am
That's
going, like I said,
technically an experiment we're going to have to run if we want to prove this in the court of law.
is a squirrel's bicep strong? Are squirrels muscular?
Than the velocity of
Yeah.
gravity.
Here, the name of this episode are squirrels muscular? We got to figure that out. So that's my point that I said at the top of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to start a podcast, an investigative documentary about how, and let me also say this, I've seen these squirrels outside. They are the size of dogs. They are very muscular. They're low key terror. Like, have you ever seen these videos or been somewhere? You might have traveled to a place like this where there are monkeys in the trees and they're like, oh, monkeys, but
Yeah.
they're kind of low key jacked.
Totally. I wouldn't want to
That's what
like mix
these,
with them.
you don't want to mix with them. God only knows what they could do to you. That's how I feel about these squirrels. When I see them, they are actually a little bit scary.
Has there ever been a show, and I'm sure there has been, and if not a million people, I could look this up. Has there
Yeah.
ever been a show about like animal crimes?
No, but let's develop it. That sounds like the
Like
next generation of true crime.
Bears stealing, dinner from the window, like breaking in. You know what I mean? Like they
Stop.
got crimes, like
Stop. Why do I see like a
squirrels.
cartoon Yogi Bear being like,
Because these
the
videos are
smell
always
of
gonna,
apple pie?
because you take local news videos and they're always like, hey, you'll never
I
believe
know.
what the chicken in
I know
Montclair, New
that's
Jersey
true.
did. And it's like, oh, they ripped up their new AstroTurf,
Yeah.
trespassing,
How about
destruction of property. We're booking them. We're cooking them. It's time for KFC.
Darren has like a police costume and a badge, and she's like, "You're going downtown, sucker."
I'm
Yeah.
cuffing the
Yeah,
little
those little chicken
chicken,
wings.
yeah, the little wings behind their back. I'm just
But
saying.
let me say this, saying KFC, you took it too far. Let's not go
Uh-oh.
too crazy. All
Fair
right.
enough. Ducks
Okay.
pooping in pools. I'm telling you, there's a show here.
How about those videos of eagles soaring through parks and then picking up little chihuahuas and flying away with
I
them.
think about this con
Snoopy.
Thank you. I think about it constantly. Anyway,
Snoopy, you guys, let's
there
not get
has to
into
be
the
a show on this.
hypotheticals. Let's not get into
Can you just
hypotheticals.
randomly Google, has there ever been a show on
I will in
animal
a
crime?
Animal Crimes. Has
Yes,
there? Let me
because
look it
right
up
now
right
we're
now.
recording this, so no one can take this idea.
No, this is copyrighted
This is
right now.
now in development between John Thrasher and I. This is we're owning this space.
Okay, an AI overview from Google says yes, there have been several shows about animal crimes, including reality series like Animal Precinct and Animal Cops, which focus on animal cruelty cases and
Oh.
dramas like Animal
No,
Kingdom.
I
No, we're
mean
talking
we're
about they're the
talking
ones.
the animals are under
They're the
arrest here,
perps.
people.
They're the perps. Well, how that unfolds, I'm not sure,
It's like
but
America's Home Videos, but for like animals and
but for
crime.
animals. But wait, let's get serious for a second.
Okay.
You live in California. I know that they have some pretty intense eagles and vultures out there. Snoopy is the size of a hot
It's
dog bun. The
coyotes, actually. This is why we
coyotes.
never let her outside on her own. She has
Please
to be
don't.
supervised by an adult. She knows the rules. She
Oh my
knows that she
God.
can't
Yeah,
go
she
outside by
knows the rules.
herself.
All right, good. All right.
Well, and she's a little, I say it all the time, she's a little amuse-bouche. She's a little amuse-bouche.
Can I jump to our next thought here because this is connected to Snoopy? I've made my second TikTok shop purchase ever recently, and I have to tell you, actually my third. My first TikTok, go ahead, you have
No, I
questions
was going to say,
already.
what was the first?
The first one, I believe the first thing I ever bought was this little remote control like thing on wheels that kind of resembles a mouse that I could play with magic with and like let it run
Cute,
around
worth
and it's
it.
cute. Yeah, totally worth it. The second thing were your Taco Bell pajamas. How are they, by the way?
That's what, great. In fact, I just thought of them last night because I was
Did
at
you?
Kathy Hilton's pajama party, which we'll talk
Oh,
about. But I was like thinking
yes, I
about
want to hear
pajama
about
sets,
that.
and I was like, should I wear
That would have been a
pajamas?
perfect place to wear
I'll
those.
get to it in a minute.
Okay,
Keep
more on that
going,
in a
keep going. And then
second.
this is the what's the third?
This is the third thing. I had to buy it. I try not to be that person that gets persuaded by this stuff on social media because it feels, I don't know if like invasive is the right word, but I don't know. I just don't want to be feeding money into the TikTok world. But anyway, the third thing that I bought, which I just bought recently, is like a brush for your cat, right? Like a cat
Ooh.
fur brush, except you can add a little bit of like mixture and whatever into it, and it'll like steam and bathe him at the same time. And I was like, oh, I must have this because, as you might expect, bathing a cat, not fun. Although he kind of likes it
Well, he
once
bathes
he's,
himself.
well, he bathes himself, but I give him a regular bath like once a month as well because I just want to make sure like the dander is off of him and I just want to be better about that. He doesn't love it at first, but then once he kind of gets used to the warmth, I think, of the bath water, he
Do
kind
you
of
like
chills.
shovel him into the bathtub because he's so heavy? Like, what do you do? Crane him?
That's a
Plumps
great
him?
question. I kind of put him in the water and he's like meowing a lot, and then I just kind of like splash all the water and the stuff on top of him and try to get in as quickly as I can with like the shampoo or whatever. And like I said, he doesn't love it, but once he kind of feels the warmth of the water, he calms down a little bit. But then like he'll go from like completely calm and just kind of chilling to running up the side of the bathtub as quickly and as humanly possible, as catly as possible out the side, and he wants the fuck out of there. So when I saw that this little brush with a steam, it's like, it looks like a little steamer, and you just brush and it brushes his hair and steams his hair at the same time and kind of gives him like a little bath. So I loved it. And maybe Snoopy could get into something like that.
If you think Snoopy is going to let me steam
Okay.
her,
Okay.
she's not going to be steamed. My girl will not be
Steamer.
steamed. Although
Yeah.
last night we got a little gift of this like Kirkland hoodie. Kirkland's obviously the
Oh,
Costco brand
yeah.
for her, and we put her in it. It was the, I mean, I Nadine and I died. We perished on the spot. Like we were just
Perished
like, there is
instantly.
nothing cuter than this right now. This is peak
Oh,
attractiveness. In
yeah.
general, like in life, this is pure happiness. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
that's wonderful. I
It
love
was so
that.
cute. I just wanted to eat her. We just wanted to eat her.
Oh.
But I'm glad that all of your TikTok purchases have been for
Yeah.
your, for
To
me and
and
for
for,
magic.
yeah, for magic. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm very impressed. But so
Tell
the
me about
reason
the
I was going to
pajama
tell
thing.
you,
Yeah.
So I went to Kathy Hilton's pajama party last night at
Which
her
you did
house.
last year, I want to say, didn't
So
you?
no, I actually, so
Oh.
she's, queen of the holidays. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Kathy has, 400 parties. They're all fabulous and amazing. I mean, talk about like the queen of hospitality. But I was thinking that this was the one I went to, but in actuality, I went to her, like one of her Christmas parties. Now, it should be said that you always have to bring, or at least the two I've been to, you have to bring an unopened toy and you put it by the
That's right.
Christmas tree. She gives a lot
Yep.
to charity. So, like, in that way, it was similar.
Yeah.
But I think it was the Christmas party because I was doing the red
Yeah.
carpet. I was covering the red
That's
carpet for
right.
it. And I remember
Yes.
it being a little bit later in the year, like December or something.
That sounds
But
right.
same house, pajama party. So I was like, wait, do we wear pajamas? Like
Yeah.
that's, and apparently what I heard, and which was pretty much correct, was that you go there, you dress up, but then you change into pajamas that she's given you. Like she had the signs, everything had their tags
Oh,
on it. So if
okay.
you saw my Instagram, this is gonna air too late, but maybe eventually I'll put a
Yeah,
picture. They're like
sure.
pink flannel pajamas. So
Ooh.
otherwise, if you could go in your own set, I was gonna bring yours because I actually love wearing that stuff
Right.
because it's
Yeah.
fucking soft. But you go to this
Yeah.
party, John.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Kathy's so nice. The Hiltons are amazing. I had never been to this specific one, but you go to this party and then they give you like what I would describe as kind of like a rolling duffel, but it's like square shaped,
Okay.
but it's like a rolling duffel. And
Okay.
I was like, wait, what is this for? Now, part of it is like, okay, you can put your clothes in there, you can put your bag in there, from that, but it rolls. You take it around her entire house and get free stuff.
Okay, let
You're
me
to
ask you for the listener.
pile things in.
For the listener, are you invited as a friend or are you there to work? Like how, what I think we
No,
need to understand
I came as a
your
guest this year. I was not working. I
Okay.
wasn't doing there was, as far as I know, there wasn't a red carpet, but
Okay.
there could have been, and I wasn't paying attention. So I don't want to
Okay.
say that there wasn't. But no, I actually was invited as a guest.
Okay.
And I just
Got
did
it.
not know what to expect.
Yeah. Was
But
Nadine
it,
with you or was it
yeah,
just you?
Nadine was there. But like candles and facial things, candy apples. They had a gift wrapping station. It was really cool. Great skincare products, like insane,
Wow.
amazing blankets. I mean, it was like gluttony, but for charity. They had jewelry and stuff. I mean,
Okay, so it's
you
for
could
charity. I
decorate your
didn't
own
realize that.
little
Yeah.
labubu. Like you
Oh
could
my
dress them up in the
God.
same pajamas
Well,
that like
Nadine
we
was
had.
freaking out, I bet, right? She loves Labubus, you
She
said.
loves a labubu, but these were
Yeah.
like the mini ones, and I
Don't
guess it
even
was
tell
for
me
like.
this. Let me just
It
say
was from like
this.
the number one Labubu shop in the country, I think, which I want to say they're located in Orange County, but I could be wrong.
Now, you introduced me to Labubus months ago because of Nadine. And then I was like, oh, these are fine. I don't really need to get into them. But then I saw a miniature one
Yeah,
at
these
a
are the minis.
sushi place that I like. And I was like, oh, fuck, I love these. Well, anyway. Well,
Yeah, and
did you pick one up? Did you get all your cute
oh, I got
stuff?
three. I got three.
Wow.
But it was like holiday season to the max really gets you excited
I
about.
love
You could get
holidays.
stockings with they like embroidered them on the spots. We got one for
Oh.
Snoopy.
Oh my God, I love that.
He
Well,
has
that sounds like
gifts.
so fun.
It was incredible. I've had like an incredible last few days. So I went this
Yeah.
last weekend. I was in Boston on Saturday
Oh.
because Andy and Anderson are going back on tour.
Oh, they are. I didn't know that.
Obviously,
AC2
if we
times
come to
two?
anywhere near you, Pittsburgh or
Please.
another city, I would love to see
Oh,
you and love to have you come.
please.
So nice being back. The show was excellent. If they come to the city, you have
They
to
were
see
doing
it.
shows already? Is that what you mean in Boston?
This was their first show back. We used to go on tour,
Oh,
if you remember, I don't know if you
yeah,
remember, but like
of course, yeah.
pre-COVID,
Yeah.
2019, I think was the last one, but this was our first one back, ours.
Oh, okay.
I
Got
just go
it.
on tour with them, but first one back in Boston, so much fun. And then the next day, I
Love.
flew to San Francisco when I did my City Cruises thing with
Oh,
Hannah
yes, I did see
Farrier and
this.
Captain
Yes.
Sandy. I ran into a friend, Greer. I love San Francisco so much.
It
I
looks really cool.
really
I've
do.
never been there.
I like that climate in general,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like it's a little bit cooler than at least where I'm living in LA, a lot cooler than
For
where I'm living in
sure.
LA. But it was great. But John, I don't know if you saw my Instagram recently, and
I
I don't
don't
know if
know,
you pay attention
maybe.
to sports because you're John.
What are sports is like the ball goes in the thing?
Unclear, correct.
Okay.
The ball goes somewhere, just
The
know
ball
that.
goes somewhere and people run around. Yeah,
Whether or
that
not
sounds
it
right.
gives you a run, but I was at, I think it was game three, the 18 inning
Yes, we
World
talked about
Series
that.
game.
Yes.
So yeah, 6 hours and 45 minutes, absolutely incredible. So going from that to then literally 2 days later having to fly
Oh
in
my
two
God.
7 a.m. flights was
Oh
like,
God, 7 a.m.
I was exhausted having so much fun.
Yeah,
And now
right.
I'm coming up. We got
That's
BravoCon. We're
right.
recording this.
Yes.
We got BravoCon happening pretty much right now. So I'm gonna
Yeah, when
recap
this
my
comes out.
experience at BravoCon.
Oh yeah, we got to do that.
Probably in an NMR or two, because it's going to
Yeah,
take me a
sure.
while to gather my thoughts with everything. But yeah.
So we are recording this before BravoCon. I remember, I don't know if it was last year or recent year, but you came back from BravoCon and did not have a voice. Will
Yes.
you be able to preserve your instrument for our
No guarantees, but I'm very much so
podcast?
hoping to. Very much so
Yeah,
hoping to.
that's fine. That's
Well, I
fine.
know we've been running a little long and we have to get to our case, but
Yeah.
John, I texted you about this the other day and I wanted to pick a poll
Yes.
from our listeners, write us on Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. If you're watching The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix, about an hour and a half documentary, all body cam footage, there's no sit down interviews. So the audience is really given the opportunity. What I liked about this doc so much was the documentarians gave the opportunity to the audience to really see for themselves how they would prosecute this case, because there wasn't anyone sitting down and saying like, well, what you didn't see on the camera was her
Opinions,
saying
right.
this. It's like all of this is body cam footage. All of this is completely as the police are seeing it, as anyone else can see it. So really well done.
You
Talks about
really seem to
this.
like it, yeah.
I really did. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. I have tons of opinions about it. It
The
is
perfect
just
neighbor, right?
The Perfect Neighbor. I will say I thought justice was absolutely served here, so that was a good feeling. But you should definitely watch it. I think it's worth a discussion. So definitely watch it, even when we talk about it on an NMR. I'm curious to hear what the audience thinks.
Yeah, for you guys listening, of course, my first question, anytime Darren recommends something, especially if it's connected to the show, is it a
How long is
nine
it?
part, 1 hour and a half per episode series? I can't do those anymore. I wish them well.
It's not what it's about. Will this change my life? It's how long is it?
Yeah, because I don't have 10 hours a week to, not that you do, I'm not saying anyone else does, but I
Wow,
just, it's a
John.
lot. It's a lot. Listen, you're traveling a lot, so you do have time to like actually kind
Yeah, on
of
planes is a good time
be
to
on
watch a lot
planes
of
and
that
watch
stuff,
stuff.
but
Exactly.
excellent documentary, I will say.
All right. Well, maybe I'll check it out. And if you guys have seen it and think we should cover it, let us know and we will get right on that. Darren, it was great to catch up with you. And I'll let you know next time about the
The
squirrels
squirrels,
because
or
I
set up a
think.
camera. Like, can't you set up a little camera in the car to
Ooh.
face? Like, even if you just do one of those, like,
Good call.
you can set something up. The Tesla is a
I got it.
computer.
I need video body cam footage
You
of
need
what's going on.
the
The
perfect
perfect squirrel
neighbor
canary.
colon squirrel edition.
Colon squirrel edition. All right, we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.